Those retweets caught the eye of Corey Stewart, and he's running for U.S. Senate. He's one of the GOP candidates. And Storm, you joined him on Facebook Live, and that kind of helped garner some social media attention. So here's a clip of that.
And well, since you have your concealed carry permit, you're a safety risk to the building. And I said, but I've never carried on city property or on my job, on my person.
Why do you think they would care that there were guns in your home?
I really don't know. That's what I was kind of taken back by. Like, why does this matter?
So I have a printout of your termination letter. I'm looking at it. So I just wanted to go over each bullet point real quick.
Okay.
So there was the dress code concerns, attendance policy, and unprofessional behavior. And I know you've talked about this in your Facebook videos. Talk about what happened with those situations and why they might be bogus.
The last bullet point that states that about training. That was never brought to my attention until Friday when I was told that I was arrogant and not paying attention during training. I got credit for every single training that I was in for the city. And I was very... interactive, all that kind of thing. You can ask anybody that was in my room with me. The dress code one, I was wearing UGG loafers for training. It was pulled to the side. And in this training, there were people in pajama pants, people in sweatpants. I was pulled to the side and reprimanded by my supervisor for wearing those. And then the attendance thing, I had a concussion and a broken ankle. It was never a long period of time. It was just like following up appointments and things like that.
The city of Roanoke sent out a statement about your firing. They said they're not allowed to comment on personal issues, but that they respect the constitutional rights of its citizens and that the dismissal in question was not based upon anyone's exercise of such rights. What is your response to the release that the city sent out?
I know that wasn't released by someone that I even know, and maybe they should question why they put that safety concern on my dismissal paper, why there were 3 police officers in the building with me and talked to them personally, because they did mention that more times than any of the reasons that they were trying to tell me.
All right. So I wanted to move on to some of the videos that you've posted on Facebook. In your first video that you posted since being fired, you said you're not interested in money, it's not for attention, but you want to put publicity around what the Department of Social Services did. And I've seen that you've been getting some criticism, people pointing out that maybe something's changed with you. You've set up a webpage accepting donations, and you've put together a YouTube page. Has something changed since you've gone viral over the weekend?
No, not at all. I am jobless, and I just graduated college, so the funding page is only for lawyer fees. So that's really what the funding is for. And the YouTube channel, honestly, I've always wrote and I've always done things like that. And I, with the amount of following I gained from this, I made the YouTube account just to keep up with people and let them know what's going on with my life, whether it be politics, whether it be anything socially at all. And I just like talking to the people that have followed me and supported me.
Are you aware of any other city employees that have a concealed carry permit? And do you think they're facing any similar discrimination that you were going through?
I know someone that has their concealed carry permit. We are really close, and I called him immediately when it happened, and I said, hey, you don't want to put this out there. Like, make sure it's not public at all, because they might discriminate you against that.
Do you have any former coworkers who have agreed to testify on your behalf? Maybe they've witnessed some of the unfair treatment that you've been receiving?
I really haven't reached out to anyone yet. I don't want them, with the amount of attention on it, I don't want them to get in trouble and then to lose their job. But yes, I do have people that witnessed some of these things, and hopefully will testify for me.
I want to address some of the rumors that I've seen circulate on the internet that are aimed to discredit your story, it seems. I'm seeing one that there was a drunk altercation in downtown Roanoke, and you yelled at police officers about how you were a social worker and made a spectacle in front of coworkers. I've saw another one that you have a male friend that showed up with a firearm and behaved aggressively. Is there any truth to these rumors that are going around?
No, not at all. So my friends are saying that they allegedly took a gun to social services and threatened my coworkers. Never happened. And about the one in downtown Roanoke, I was assaulted in downtown Roanoke, and a police officer asked me if I wanted to press charges, and I said no. I just want to go home, and I left the scene.
Okay, and I also saw an image going around. I guess it was portraying your criminal history when you were a minor, and you've said that those, you've never committed any of those things. So someone basically, are you saying that somebody like photoshopped your criminal history and they're trying to slander you?
The article that came out about that, it's not my full name. That's not my name. And mind you, juvenile records are confidential, so that wouldn't even be possible. Plus, I don't even have a parking ticket to my name. I've never had any criminal charges. And if that, the one that was released, I didn't live where they said I was living. That wasn't my full name. I think it was like Chelsea Aaron Durham or something like that. That's not my name.
Why do you think someone would go to these lengths to do this?
I mean, I guess they're just, they have too much time on their hands. I really don't know. They're trying to discredit my story, and I think it's a lot of liberals that don't agree with gun rights and things like that. But I appreciate their opinion, and I appreciate that they have one. In the long run, it'll just make me a better person with what they're saying about me.
Has there ever been a situation that you can think of where your behavior might have come off as aggressive or maybe even a little bit threatening?
I mean, I'm 5'2". I'm very petite for my age. I am bubbly. I'm positive. I've never been threatening. It's just not in me.
Have you retained a lawyer yet?
That's what I'm working on. I've been in touch with many ones. I'm trying to find the perfect one that's not going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Right.
But also supports what's going on.
Is there a dollar amount that you have in mind? Is there an injunction you're seeking? What is the desired outcome of a potential lawsuit?
I want them to make public knowledge and somebody to be held responsible for the way I was treated and that my constitutional right was discriminated against.
In your Saturday video, you said that you cried yourself to sleep. I'm wondering what's been the hardest thing about this, because it's been a lot. You've been doing interviews, you've been getting comments, you've probably been getting threats. What's been the hardest?
I mean, it's really overwhelming. I lost my, like, where I was living. I moved back in with my parents. I lost my relationship with Ben for a year and my job, all in 4 days. And I think the hardest part is just getting through everything and being positive about it. The hardest, like, comment I've gotten, it hasn't been the ones that are insulting my looks or telling me to go die or anything like that. It's the ones that are telling me that I'm not a good person to be around children, just kind of things, because that's what I love to do and that's what I'm good at, and I'm going to continue to do that. And for someone to discredit that or to say I'm not good with children, they've never known me. And if they did know me, they'd know that that's the perfect job for me. So that's really been the hardest part.
So what's keeping you going? What's motivating you?
Just like fighting for what I believe in. I have all these supporters out there now that are helping me get through it, and their positivity is helping me get through it, and I want to be able to fight a fight that I know is not only supporting me and my constitutional right, but theirs as well.